Sport fishing for king salmon is closed this holiday weekend in many of the most popular fishing creeks in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. The closure notice comes on the heels of an earlier emergency order shutting down the Deska River to king salmon anglers due to poor escapement. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, fishing guides are taking the shutdown hard.
No fishing signs are up on the Little Susitna River, effective early Friday morning. Sam Ivey, assistant area management biologist for Northern Cook Inlet, says the kings are just not coming back.
What we're seeing is a downturn here later in the season on some of these streams. The Little Susitna River in particular had been tracking very closely to last year in 08 when we had a weak run, and we made the escapement goal this past year, and we were expecting to meet that again. This past Friday, the Little Sioux took a downturn. Fishing success was very poor, and so we needed to take action.
Helicopter flights over the river systems have confirmed that few kings are making their way up the creeks. The emergency order also closes weekend fishing on the easily accessible park's highway fishing sites, Sheep, Montana, and Willow Creeks.
Fishing success has been slow out there the last couple of weekends. This past weekend should have been, historically, the peak weekend of fishing. Fishing success was poor overall.
He says the emergency orders affect Unit 2 rivers only. The Talkeetna, Chulitna, and Yentna rivers further north remain open to king anglers. The king fishing season was scheduled to end on July 13th, and this upcoming holiday weekend was to be the last Parks Highway weekend fishery the Department of Fish and Game had planned for the king season. But the kings are not moving according to the calendar, and nobody knows that better than Little Susitna guide Andy Couch, who operates Fishtail Guides in Palmer.
All those closures are the streams that I guide on. As far as the king salmon trips, you know, that's all that I've scheduled through the 13th there. We'll be refunding 100% of people's money if that's what they want. If there's an opportunity to take them for something else and they would like to do it, I would be happy to do that. But I have not seen any silver salmon or chum salmon yet.
Couch says most clients are canceling, a few rescheduling for later in the summer. Couch is providing 100% refunds for disappointed clients. Could silver salmon provide a silver lining? Couch says it's too early to see silvers, and a look at commercial fishing records indicate it will be a while.
Only 29 silvers have been taken so far Monday out in the drift fishery in the central district of Cook Inlet, and they still have to come to the northern district before they get to the Matsu streams, so I don't think there's hardly any silver salmon in the streams yet.
Couch is taking the closures philosophically.
I think everybody should hope to benefit in the future from the positive aspect of getting escapement and future production.
But Pat Donaldson, owner of iFish Alaska Guide Service in Wasilla, says it's a downer.
Well, it definitely is a huge hit to our yearly income. King season's the big draw here to the valley. Kings definitely generate the lion's share of economy for us as guides in the local area. And so losing our last couple of weeks of king fishing is definitely going to hurt us.
Donaldson, too, is issuing refunds.
But all the local rivers that I fish are closed now, so basically it shuts my business down, so I'm giving refunds to all the charters that I have between now and the end of king season on July 13th.
And he says a good silver season could turn things around for his business, but Donaldson blames the State Board of Fisheries for the king shortage.
I'm really hoping that this brings some attention and points a spotlight on the management policies for Upper Cook Inlet, because those have had a huge impact on us for a lot of years now, and now it's finally turned into a crisis.
He says Matsu sport fishermen have fought for a greater share of salmon in northern Cook Inlet river systems for years, but have lost allocation squabbles to the inlet's commercial fishermen. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.